Good Monday morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. I wonder if you occasionally feel it's time for a fresh perspective on your life situation, or maybe even a fresh start. I hope the Holy Spirit of God uses Walking with Jesus to help you with that. Would you join me again with Moses as he is trying to prepare the Israelites for leaving behind the desert they've known for 40 years and moving into the land of God's promise, which they've only heard stories about for generations? These farewell messages of Moses found in the Bible book of Deuteronomy are intended to draw them and us to a fresh perspective on life. Listen as Moses, probably standing up on the hillside, calls out to the huge throng of Israelites before him. "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good." Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. Wow, what a powerful statement. Does it remind you of this similar statement found in Micah chapter 6, verse 8? "God has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Have you given much thought to what God is expecting from you and me as human beings? People God has created and given life to. Someone God has entrusted all the time, the years, thus far since your birth. Someone to whom God has given intellect and personality and all the opportunities you've had for education and employment and training and development. No matter your age or your pedigree, no matter your achievements or the amount of financial wealth you've accumulated in your life, no matter if you're single or married, male or female, as God looks at you and me and all the potential he sees in us, what is God expecting of you and me at this stage of our lives, my Walking with Jesus friends? Let's look again at those powerful words Moses spoke to a generation anxious for a fresh start, anxious to get out of the desert, anxious to build permanent homes and set up permanent cities and establish a permanent nation in this new land. Now here's a very important question. Do you think those very same words Moses spoke 3,400 years ago to the Hebrews should apply to you and me today, regardless of who you are or where you live in our world? Does God ask that you and I live with a fear of God? It means living with a deep, profound awe and respect for Almighty Holy God and all of His majesty. It means living in fear of His justice, wrath, poured out in judgment on wickedness and sin. Can you see the significant difference it should make when a person lives in a holy fear of God? Do you know some people who do, and some who don't? Can you see a dramatic difference in their lives? Was there ever a time in your life when you gave no thought at all to God having any influence in your life? Do you have an understanding, my friends, of what Moses said next? To walk in all God's ways. What are God's ways? Oh yes, God's commandments and His truths, both found in the Old and New Testaments, help us understand the holy ways of life that are God's ways. The teachings of Jesus and the writings of the apostles help us understand God's ways. Have you also discovered the Holy Spirit alive in God's people helps them know and live God's ways? That's what Jesus explained to his disciples in the upper room in John 14, 15, and 16. Can you say with confidence that your life is characterized by living faithfully in God's ways? If you can't say yes to that, then what do you see in your life that you might change to gain a fresh perspective of how to live a God-honoring life at all times? What's getting in the way? What's preventing you from living in God's ways? Next, Moses called the people to love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, Deuteronomy 10:12. That theme is repeated over and over throughout the Bible. It's a choice, isn't it, my friends? It's far more than a feeling or an emotion. It's an intentional choice of priority, a choice of commitment, a choice to actively love God. And one natural outflow of loving someone is wanting to serve them. Isn't that true? Good marriages show us that. So what does it look like to serve God in love for Him? Another perspective might be seeking to honor God in every aspect of your life, relationships, vocation, finances, personal health, life purpose, choices, etc. It also means having your heart so sensitive to the leading of God that He can actually guide your attitudes and actions every day. Now think about that, friends. Did you notice Moses ended this powerful statement with, "Observe the Lord's commands for your own good." In other places, in his instructions, Moses sometimes says, "So it will go well with you." It means simply this. Living this type of God-honoring lifestyle will result in God's blessings poured out upon your life. God had promised his people he would protect them, guide them, provide for them, and be with them if they would live as Moses challenged them. Isn't that the type of God-blessed, God-honoring life you'd like to live, and then watch your children and grandchildren choose the same lifestyle? Would anything give you more joy in life than that? And for just a moment, let's add the prophet Micah's statement. God has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. To act justly doesn't need much explanation, does it? Justice, doing what is right morally and ethically, doing what is helpful in every situation. Now, how much difference would that make in your world right now? To love mercy is a wonderful call to patience, kindness, even long-suffering. Look around your world, the entire array of your relationships. Who rubs you the wrong way? Who seems to have it as their life purpose to aggravate you? What does it look like to shower them with mercy? Not just any mercy, but mercy with love. Then do you notice the third statement from Micah? To walk humbly with your God. That is one place our daily walking with Jesus has our roots. Do you see it? Walk humbly with God, walking with Jesus. Do you remember a few weeks ago we looked at a remarkable sentence describing Moses? Now Moses was a very humble man. Numbers 12, verse 3. Why do you suppose that editorial comment is included in the story of Moses? Perhaps because this was a man who hiked 8 times up Mount Sinai to meet with God. 3 times he spent 40 days and 40 nights in the cloud of God's presence. This man, Moses, heard the audible voice of God more than any other living human being, and he participated in more miracles with God than anyone else. Yet somehow, Moses remained very humble. I think the reason was simple. Each encounter he had with God overwhelmed him with the majesty, the holiness, the indescribable bigness of God, and in comparison, Moses felt small, insignificant. What do you feel when you think of God? Or what about when you meet with God in your encounters with Him? May I give you one last verse on this topic which just blows me away? Isaiah 66, 1 and 2. God says, "This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. This is the person I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." I don't think we need any human explanation. Let's just repeat that verse 3 or 4 times to ourselves and let the Holy Spirit of God open our minds and hearts to absorb it and link it with what Moses and Micah tell us that God expects of us. And then let's just worship. I found a new song, "My God is Known by Mercy, Grace, and Love." Let's worship.